Welcome to the Whole Food Plant-Based Cooking Show, where we make plant-based cooking easy. I'm Jill, and today we are going to make an oil-free coleslaw. Okay guys, so summer just is not summer without coleslaw, right? It's so fresh, so vibrant, and it's so good for you. All of that raw cabbage is such great, wonderful fiber for your stomach and for your body. It's just amazing what it can do for you. So this is an oil-free coleslaw because mainly coleslaw is made with mayonnaise, and we are going to make our own version of mayonnaise with no eggs, no sugar, and no oil. But it's super delicious. So we're going to start. I've got 3 cups of shredded cabbage, and I just shredded this with my mandolin, so it, you know, you can cut it, but it's hard to get those really nice small little pieces. So 3 cups of just regular green cabbage, and then I have 2 cups of red cabbage. And this just steps up your cabbage a bunch because of that red pigment. Those are full of antioxidants for your body that you just can't get from regular cabbage. And that goes along with fruit too. It's like the deeper those colors are, the deeper, darker those reds and purples, then you know it's really good for you. So we're gonna put that, and then I have 1 cup of shredded carrot. And then I have 1 cup of toasted walnuts. You could use any kind of nut that you like. I just happen to really like walnuts in this recipe. So those are just chopped up lightly. So we are gonna put, let's see what I have here. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, which is roughly about half of a lemon, maybe a little bit more, but there's lemon juice in the sauce too. So I'm just gonna put that much in there for right now. And then 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar. And it's the vinegars that are gonna give you that really nice, that tart tang. And then about 1/2 teaspoon of cracked pepper, but you could use, you know, however much pepper you like. I like to have a lot of pepper in mine. I like getting those little chunks of pepper in there. It gives you a little bit of a bite, a little spice. Okay. And then we're just gonna toss this together a little bit before we make our mayonnaise. Look at that. Look how vibrant that is. So colorful. And this is a big batch. I feed a family of 4. And I like to have this in the refrigerator for 3 or 4 days because it's nice as a side. It's nice as just a light lunch. It really goes well with just about anything. So it's nice just to have a Tupperware container in the refrigerator full of this that you can have anytime. Okay, so on to our mayonnaise. I gotta get my handy dandy cheat sheet here. All right, so we have 2/3 cups of cashews, and those are not soaked because I have a high speed blender, but if you have just a regular blender or one of the smaller blenders like a Magic Bullet, you could soak the cashews for about 1/2 hour beforehand. That would help it be even more creamy. Then we're gonna use the other 1/2 of this lemon. And you'll see, this is so quick and easy. And you could use this sauce as a mayonnaise, you know, for your burgers or any other kind of dish that you wanna use it for. And then 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard. And I'm just estimating, that looks about right. 1 teaspoon of Bragg's liquid amino acids, and that's just a salt replacement. You could use low sodium soy sauce or tamari sauce, or you could use just a little bit of salt. So just 1 teaspoon. 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder. Half a cup of water. And then 1.5 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And there's more vinegar. You know, but if you only have one type of vinegar, you could use apple cider vinegar for all of it, or white wine vinegar for the whole thing. It's all good. It's just gonna give you that tang. All right, so we need one date, or you could use just a little handful of raisins if you don't have dates, but that's gonna give you your whole food sweetness. Because normally mayonnaise has a little bit of sugar in it, or sometimes people put a little bit of sugar in their coleslaw. But this is gonna give you that natural sweetness with all that fiber still intact. Okay, so now we're just gonna blend this up until it's really creamy, and then we get to mix it all together. While we're waiting for that, I'd like to share with you some background on our show. The Whole Food Plant-Based Cooking Show is a crowdfunded show, which means our content is made possible by the generous patronage of our paid membership community, who share our common goal to teach the world how to easily and permanently switch to a plant-based diet. My husband and I create these free weekly cooking shows to share all of the delicious recipes that we use every day in our own family kitchen. Our recipes are now used by hundreds of thousands of viewers every month from all over the world. Our paid memberships offer additional perks like access to our ebooks and in-depth courses, including our 28 Days Plant-Based Made Easy course, where we offer a step-by-step guide to making the switch to a fully plant-based diet. With meal plans, shopping guides, daily learning materials, and over 65 of our favorite recipes. If you love our content and find it's helping you to live your best plant-based life, please join us on our mission to share this life-changing message with the world and become a supporting member today by following the link in the description. It is the continued growth of our supporting member community that makes this show possible. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, the sauce is done. Super rich and creamy. Oh, and I smell it. It's super tangy and tart. Oh, I love that. So we're just gonna pour it in there. Get all of that out of there. If I had my spatula, I'd just get in there and get all of that out, but this is all right. Now we just mix it together. And you can eat this right away, just like this. Or if you like it to be super crisp, you can stick it back in the fridge and leave it overnight or for a couple hours. So you could make this in the afternoon and it'll be ready to go along with your dinner. But that is it. That is just so simple. I'm gonna get a plate and I'll meet you at the table and we'll have a little chat. Okay, on to my favorite part, the taste test. So look at all that colorful, vibrant cabbage. Mm. Mmm. 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 It's creamy, tangy, just a hint of sweetness, and you can really taste that lemon juice. Mmm. That is so delicious. This is gonna go great as any side for your summer. So be sure to give this a like, and I'll see you next time.